World Teachers Day, and I'm joined now by Professor Jonathan Janssen, a man who speaks with great authority on the subject of education and teaching. He is at Stellenbosch University these days. Jonathan, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Greetings.
Is there a golden thread? What makes a good teacher in your experience, and you've observed many of them?
Well, first of all, happy World Teachers Day to our 450,000 odd teachers across the 9 provinces. They hold this country together, teaching 13 million learners in 26,000 schools. You know, this week is supposed to be a holiday week, you know, for kids and for teachers. Do you know, every day this week I've been at a school where the teachers have been attending development classes, learning about robotics, doing things despite the fact that they are exhausted in one school teaching 50 kids in a grade 4 classroom. So what holds us together, I think, as I put on my Twitter account this morning, you know, is a teacher that I asked, what do you teach? And she said, I teach with my life. That is the golden thread. The teacher who doesn't just teach for a salary, because the salary is measly anyway, doesn't teach for ego or any other reason than that they realize they are often the last stop saloon between hope and hopelessness for many of our children.
As tough as it is, though, I think people need to understand it's also enormously rewarding, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I mean, I still get, even though I taught high school many years ago, I still get people who stop you in the mall and say, you know, I'm a chartered accountant now. You taught me at Trafalgar, or you taught me at, you know. And it is an enormous fulfillment just to see young people that you had your doubts about, let's just be honest, you know, and they turn out to be these amazing professionals, decent human beings, family people, and so on. That is why I think a lot of teachers do it. It's the kick you get out of seeing your children grow, develop, and become great citizens.
You have to be, I presume, A, very flexible, and B, very tolerant. I know I had a lot of good teachers who had a high ego in the sense that they were quite dominant in their performance. But you do have to sublimate yourself to the needs of the kids.
Yeah, your teacher personalities are different, you know. And as you said, you could in one school have a teacher who is just sort of this super friendly person, and another teacher who teaches through the authority of their subject and appears to be distant, and any mix of teachers in between them. All those are good teachers. They're good in different ways, you know. And the kids who succeed can adapt to each teacher's, you know, personalities, teachers' style of performance, and so on and so forth. Some of them are themselves, as I saw this week at a school with not a single window that is not broken. You know, they take a knock emotionally, you know, and sometimes physically. And so this is a wonderful time to recognize the different ways in which teachers teach, the different ways in which they approach the kids. But the bottom line is, for any successful teacher, is you want to see your children do well. And provided that's in focus, then I think we can, you know, give some room for the fact that they're not all the same, nor should they all be the same. And that is one way in which children learn, not just about math and science, but about life.
Given that, how do we measure performance? Or should we even be trying to measure and quantify teaching performance? It's such a big issue.
Yeah.
People say, get rid of underperforming teachers. But is there any consensus on how you determine who is an underperforming teacher?
Yeah, look, I've said for years that we need to have a system in which, just like you accredit your lawyers or your accountants, you accredit your teachers, you know, because a weak teacher in a school could quite literally damage the lives of generations of students. So we've had, unfortunately, a teachers union, a dominant teachers union, that prevented that from happening so far. But the best way, look, if you're a parent, and I've been a parent to 2 kids, you want to know that parent, that teacher teaching your kid knows enough history, geography, math, or science such that your child can be successful. Because, look, if you're poor, here's the thing. The exam results do matter, no matter what I might think about it in my, you know, other life as a school critic. The exams matter. And for that, you need teachers who are competent. And we don't know how to measure that. We're not allowed to measure that. Even for, as you know, when we select metric markers, I think it's only the Western Cape, maybe one other province that allows you to sort of say, but, you know, it's no use. You're going to mark metric papers. You don't know enough about the subject yourself. So, unfortunately, I don't know, having worked in school systems that deal with this in other parts of the world, I can tell you now the best way to know whether you have a competent teacher is to assess them, not to embarrass them, but to assess them, give them feedback, and if they make the grade, they teach the kids. If they don't make the grade, they should go elsewhere.
But how do you assess them, Jonathan? Is it an inspector-style of process, individual observation? Do you mark them? Is it improved outcomes? How do we get to this benchmark?
Oh, no, I developed tests with a team, in California, which is a very well-funded school system in most of the districts. And the way to do that is a combination of methods, okay? One of those methods that's probably the most important is to observe them teach. So I would say to a grade 10 life sciences teacher, go and teach, let's say, the Krebs cycle in aerobic respiration. And we're going to watch you teach for 40 minutes and give you feedback on your teaching. That's the only way you know whether somebody who claims to have a certificate can actually teach. And you have three or four experts watching them. And on that basis alone, quite apart from written tests, quite apart from, you know, portfolios that they might submit on the exemplars of teaching, just observing a teacher for 40 minutes, you will know immediately if this person can teach an unsighted topic competently. That is not very expensive, relatively easy to do, and that for me is the best way to figure out who can and who cannot teach.
Jonathan, thanks very much. I could talk about this for ages. It's such an important issue, but thank you very much for your contribution today. Professor Jonathan Jansen, who is the Professor of Education at Stellenbosch at the moment, he's had many, many other roles in his time on this World Teachers Day.